Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Hope. H-O-P-E. Hope. Text HOPE to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. It got to be you. Do it. Text HOPE to 72881. Message and data rates apply. I want some winners. Mm-hmm. I've been a winner for a while. Let me look at yesterday's list. No, we still have Leah, Kara, and Kathy.
And that's a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, let's get some winners, man. Looks good on us when we win. So when one of our listeners wins, we like that very much. Mm-hmm. Hit it. Let's do this thing! Whoa. It's Friday!
Okay.
Put my pants back up. The weekend.
Where's Vinny?
I don't know. Is anyone else concerned that he's not here right now?
Where is he? At his desk?
No. I'm not concerned.
This is how we do it.
Oh, yeah. Cali.
Cali.
Oh. Going back to Cali.
I don't think so.
Cali. I'm going back to Cali. Oh, my God. I'm going back to Cali.
Master.
What do you say? Something beautiful is coming your way.
You were an angel in the shape of my mom.
What a change of pace, huh?
I know. God.
Holding me up, spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, you'll say,
nice harmonies.
Hallelujah.
Ow! Ow, 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 ow! Howl with us in your car. I know you hate it, but just do it.
Yeah, just do
just
it.
Just do it. Here we go.
Just do
one
it.
More chance. Everybody.
Ow!
Make it rain.
Ho!
Make it rain on them hoes.
Ho! Make it rain on me, baby! And then ho. Oh,
someone
I do!
Someone has a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, Drinks. I'm coming.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
No eating something dangerous.
Oh, man.
Friday, I'm in love. I want that, too.
Oh, you want that, too?
Yeah, I love that one.
Friday, I'm in love.
You got it, dude. You got it, dudette.
Hey,
Slinky. California knows how to party.
Oh, wow.
California knows how to party.
In the city.
Oh, come on.
Show Avicii, I was cool. I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
I'm living.
Oh, your butt is mine. Oh.
And Wednesday too. A Thursday. I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love. La, 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 la.
Oh, this is the best.
Despacito.
Despacito.
Here we go.
Bum, bum. Boom, boom!
Boom.
You come and hold me. It's you and me forever.
You guys, what is this? Like 15 minutes?
Share a
smile.
Like a love boat theme.
What the hell?
The love boat?
Yeah!
I.
Here it comes, everybody.
So I'm not sure, but I'll go ahead and try it. Why'd you want
that? Yeah, this
is not. No.
I'm not sure.
Check
Exciting
this out.
Exciting and new.
I'm texting with the missus.
Oh,
and she
shoot.
Goes,
what's up?
She goes, Isla is listening. And I'm like, right now? I can't cut through all this nonsense. And she goes, she likes it. LOL.
Well, yeah, it's because it's awesome.
It's good show, Isla. Yeah.
The
Isla.
Show's
all for you, Isla.
Isla, send in your special request for a Friday song.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, what would you like to hear?
Does she like Thunder?
Does she like Lil
Wayne? She likes
Ariana
Thunder.
Grande?
Hey, Isla, are you listening to me? I want to give you a special message. I want you to sit with your dad and watch The Greatest Showman on the couch, uninterrupted. Do you hear me,
Isla? We tried that, Hooman. I told you that. We tried that.
Isla, give it another chance. Greatest Showman. Don't give up on it.
Oh. Here it is, Isla. This is some songs from it.
This is horrible.
Turn it up.
Turn it up louder.
Oh, this is good. Turn the Isla, this is for you.
This is,
I'm sure she's going, play Havana, man. That's my song.
This is me.
This is me.
This is for you, Isla.
Let it
there
go.
There you go. This is more go. Like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, that's
all
great.
Right.
That's nice. Here I am.
Oh, hey. There you go, Isla.
Let me see it.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
I had to tell. Oh, na-na-na-na. Havana, oh, Isla.
All right, well, that was 8 minutes.
All right.
All right.
Nothing wrong with
You're
that.
Welcome,
that wasn't we're partying, man. It's a Friday.
I told Sarah I'll make it short.
I go, no.
They texted me back. She says, yes, Holman.
Oh, yes, Holman.
That's good to hear, Isla.
There you go.
Fine, she'll watch it. So that's what
make
I'm up
sure
to tonight.
Make sure you sit with her.
Ben. I'll sit with her, no problem.
And no
problem.
Computer in your lap.
Yeah, no
Isla,
computer.
Make sure he does not have his computer. He has to
don't
pay attention.
That.
No.
Don't say
it's
that
against
part.
The rules. That's actually, I don't know if Isla knows this, but that's against the rules when you're watching a show.
Don't say that. What are you doing?
I'm trying to.
That's the only way Dad gets through some of that
trip,
stuff.
Man.
Why would you do that?
You know me. I'm an awful person.
That's true.
Yep. Just ask Hooman. Just ask Hooman.
Woo!
All right. Oh. Feeling
all
like
right,
a Friday
we're gonna do
now.
Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah, we're going to do
right.
a bunch of stuff. You want to start with
here's
that?
Here's a
yeah,
picture of her with her, I don't know what costume she has on there, but that's her listening to us.
That looks like, is it Ariel?
It might be a Frozen costume.
Oh, actually, right. It looks like she has a dirndl on.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Here's what we're going to do.
Here we go.
The new music. All not right. a whole lot. Isla, you're
wait,
not
are
gonna,
you sure?
I'm positive. I looked. We wound up picking three things.
All right.
We found three things that we could make happen. So we will start with Crazy Rich Asians,
okay.
if you're ready to go on that, Brinny.
So real quickly, sure everyone, this movie's coming out next week. Me, Bryn, and Christy Yamaguchi will be reviewing it on the air next Thursday.
Three Asians reviewing three. Crazy Rich. Is Christy Yamaguchi a Crazy Rich Asian, do you think?
I think she's well off. I think she lives like in the East Bay, in the rich part of the
well,
East
Bay. Well, she has to have done well, but that doesn't mean she's crazy. Or do you mean crazy rich like you're
think,
so rich?
Yeah, crazy
that
rich
is it crazy rich or is it crazy and also rich Asians?
No, like so rich, it's crazy rich.
Oh,
crazy rich. Okay.
Got it.
So she's, we think she's probably rich, but not crazy rich?
Yeah. She's not
well, we'll ask her. All right. So this is the soundtrack. And is it all Asian music? Because that's what I'm
no,
hoping.
No, a lot of them are covers. There's some covers of stuff, and I'm not sure
so
if they...
So set up the first song.
Did you notice the soundtrack when you were watching the movie?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
And, 100%.
And partly because Hooman's nudging me saying, we have to play this for our movie review. And I'm like, I'm not sure if I can pull that. I'm not even sure what song this is because it's in all Chinese.
But now you have it.
I do. And so, yeah, I'll set up the first one. This first one here is, it's a very specific scene in the movie. It's very
it's like
romantic.
A wedding scene.
It's a very romantic scene, and it's a very soft, beautiful voice singing this song.
Let this wash over you, people.
Okay. I love this song.
Mm-hmm. And the scene that's correlated with this song is just beautiful. Mm. Very well shot. Mm-hmm. It's slow.
It's beautiful.
And I have a lot more, too, but, you know. Went from the montage to this, so it's hard.
It's all right. We're relaxing.
And then we ended with a love boat.
Listen, we're all very adaptable people. Our listeners are among the most adaptable people on earth. You can play right. Slayer and then go into.
And for this,
you're going to play Slayer?
No.
No.
Oh.
Only this, if I can play Enya right afterward.
Yuck.
For you, Isla.
So for the second
that's
song.
That's beautiful.
I want Hooman to set up the second song because he specifically wanted to play this.
Okay, so this is a song that you'll recognize. It's an American song done by one of our greatest pop singers, but it's a Chinese version of it. And so when it happened in the film, I just was like, oh my God, we got to play this on the air. Because it's kind of funny, but it also fits the film really well. And these are all, you know, the entire book and film is based on wealthy Chinese people living in Singapore. So okay.
Here we go.
What?
I don't know.
You know what I think is
a lot of, when it's 100 degrees?
So a lot of these songs, actually, when they sing in Chinese and they do English as well, they start singing in a certain kind of English that you don't understand. And
What's it called?
The Singaporeans call it Singlish.
Oh.
And it's super bizarre because when I went to Singapore, they were speaking it and you can kind of not really make out what they're saying. If they speak it slowly for you, you can. But if they want you to not understand it, they have abbreviations for everything. They shorten words and they just say things really, 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 and it's just like, what? That was English, but Singlish. So, yeah, I'll play another song for you. I'm not sure if I can capture
but
this.
But we are living in a material world.
Oh, man, I just jumped out of
and it. I am a material girl. Wow.
All right.
As good
that's
as
bizarre.
All right, this next one's called I Want Your Love. Wa yao ni de ai.
De ai. Oh my God.
You like it?
Yeah.
I actually really like that. Who is this?
This is
Grace Chang.
Wa yao ni. Wa yao ni e. Awesome.
It's pretty fun.
That's
that
right.
That is.
Waya!
That is really neat.
Waya!
It's fun, right? I have one more if you want one more. This last
yeah,
one.
Yeah, give me one more. What the hell?
I'm going to butcher this. Waya fei sheng quing xian.
What's that mean?
We'll take your word for it.
There it is.
I'm tinking.
So just fun. I mean.
This is great. Those are sort of old-fashioned. Is there like a whole?
I'm sure all these songs are existing.
So
yeah,
they,
music.
They have these part. They have a couple parties in the film that have themes. So I think these kind of go along with the themes of the parties.
Right. Very elegant parties, like you can.
Yeah. Like crazy.
If you imagine
rich
like how Hooman lives his life.
Yeah. Like, so it's like a glimpse into Hooman's life. As
exactly,
you know,
right.
Being from Asia Minor, he is a crazy rich Asian.
That's correct.
Yeah. Woo! All right, so there you go. That's a little taste of the Crazy Rich Asians soundtrack. Next up is the new Jason Mraz record. That's out today. No is the name of it. K-N-O-W, period. And so we know the Have It All song.
That's correct. One of Vinny's favorites.
Yeah, I love this song.
You know, when I first heard it, I was like, what is this guy's problem? He's full of it. I don't buy it for
and the
a
more
second.
I like it too.
And then I listened to him and was like, wow, it's pretty darn hooky. And then I thought, you know what? He's singing to his daughter, isn't he?
Yeah.
I want
there's
you
the reference
to have
it's
it.
Just not this phony fluff. I'm like, oh, it's to his kid. I like it.
I know. It's really
it's pretty good.
It has some real charm to it. All right.
We've also played the second song already. It's him featuring Meghan Trainor.
Oh, yeah.
More Than Friends.
That's sweet. All right, what else is on this record?
Two more. Okay. Here's Unlonely.
Isn't that sweet?
It's great.
Oh, yeah. Let me hear this part.
I want you to hear the verse, too.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
There's some real charm to him.
That's, I love
Jason
Mraz.
Very, very sweet.
He's one of my favorites.
He's just mellow and easy, and it's nice. Okay, give me another one. That's lovely.
Might As Well Dance. Here it is.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I could hear all those songs.
Yeah, those
on
all
any
sound,
radio station.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and play one of my favorite songs from Jason Mraz, just because.
Is
I love
it an older
so much.
One?
An older one. You know this song?
Yeah.
This is my jam. This is what, like, I know Jason Mraz for.
Oh, crank it up. Let's hear it. This is your favorite song.
It is.
Actually, he does a song with Colby Calais that I love, too.
La, 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 la.
Oh, la, 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 la.
It's Lucky, right?
Lucky to be with my best friend.
Numbered words.
Aw. That's sweet. All right, so that one isn't on the new record, but there's a little taste of the new Jason Mraz. Exactly what you think it's going to be. Delightful. U2 has an EP out today. Not a full album. They took one of the songs on Songs of Experience called Summer of Love, and it's an EP of remixes. I guess they turned it over to a bunch of different people. Is that correct?
It seems like a bunch of DJs.
So do you have the actual... Can we start with the actual song?
This is it.
Okay, so this is what you'd hear if you had the record.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that's a good taste of it. Mm-hmm. Is there a hook coming up that we should hear?
Let's see.
Okay.
So there's that. All right, this
one. So let's hear a couple of the remixes.
It's called Robin Scholes. I think that's the DJ, I assume.
That's a familiar sound. So he just added a heavier
Correct,
drum beat.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't done more of this. What album was it after Octunk? Octunk was huge, right? And then and they were still on that like worldwide run where they, and they did Zooropa, but it was really techno and it was almost like they were out ahead of everybody by involving right. DJs and techno sounds. And then they just dropped it and went back to what they do, but
right.
I'm not surprised they're doing this at all.
What's the next one?
It's what's big now.
Let me hear another one. So people really just messing.
Oh, this one's good.
Doop, doop, boop. Yeah, a lot of back and forth in the headphones. Okay, give me another one.
That's it.
Oh, there's only.
There's four total. I grabbed three.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We just played
that's
three.
Cool.
The other one must have stunk.
They all, well, they all sound kind of the
all right,
the
so there you
song.
Go. If you're into that, then that's available today as well.
Pop was one of them, too. They had like two
right.
really kind of.
That's right.
That's it. Zooropa and Pop. Like really kind of techno influenced and pretty out in front of everybody.
Let's just quickly. Cher has. She's done a whole ABBA cover album. You know, she's in the new Mamma Mia.
Oh,
here
yeah.
we go again. And she's got a whole new album of ABBA covers. It's coming out September 28th, and she just dropped the first single. So here's new Cher. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I guess if you like ABBA music, and I do, you might enjoy this. Frankly, I'd rather just listen to the ABBA version. But so that's Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. That's the first single, I guess. And... I'm looking at the track list. It's all hits. It's all the big songs. So September 28th, look forward to it, Vinny. We'll get to hear lots more from Cher singing ABBA.
I have to admit, she looked great in the ad I saw for...
Well, she's 112 years old.
I know,
so
that's
it's
what I'm
kind
saying.
Of amazing.
It was shocking that she looked so fresh, like she's still
holding
20.
Together, right, exactly.
She looks great. All right, what's coming up in the news?
I mean, she looks better than I do.
No one on this show could hold a candle. Well, Yuzi might, but.
No, I wouldn't. Couldn't.
Anyway, stuff in the news after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, we will take caller number 9. Hello, Friday. You got 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom with exciting rides like the Joker, Medusa. Medusa's one of my favorite roller coasters. I love that one. And Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth. Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, thrill capital of Northern California. Caller number 9 right now gets a 4-pack. 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. I got to run down a few things here for you first. Our friend Rudy is playing tonight at Tommy T's. Mm-hmm. Is it two shows, did he say?
Yes. Yep.
So check him out tonight. That's a big deal.
Carlos Mencia, right?
Correct. He's opening for Carlos.
That's a big deal.
Which Tommy T's location is that, did he say?
I think it's in Pleasanton.
Okay. Isn't there one up north, too? Or
there is one sort of, I don't know if it's still there, Sarah, but Fairfield, Vallejo area, something there.
So, but this one's Pleasanton. So if you're out in that area, you should check out Rudy anyway, but, you know, you get a big headliner along with him. Yeah. So
it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Niners won last night. The Raiders play tonight. So if you're going to be driving in the East Bay, it's a home game. I don't know how many people turn out for the Las Vegas Raiders preseason.
Aggravating.
But it's possible it could be a thing. So 7:30 tonight, Raiders versus the Lions. Oh, and Outside Lands is this weekend.
Yeah. Yep, we were watching some previews on TV.
Starts today at 11.
Yeah.
Big deal here in the Bay Area. It's one of the better events. And it's just, you know, you're in Golden Gate Park.
They have a whole, it's crazy too, because they not only do music, they do comedy, they do political stuff. Gavin Newsom is speaking of this. This is going to be a conference on the environment.
Barbary Coast tent or something he's going to be in tomorrow.
And the weed whackers area.
Yeah. Well, it's a whole day. I mean, you really do get out there early in the day and you're there till night.
Put your walking shoes on. No, this is no place for your fancy shoes, ladies.
Well,
Don't be trying to look all cute.
Right, just buckle down.
I'm always surprised by the person that goes with the slippers, you know, the flip-flop. Dude, you're going to be out there all day and there's
and
dirt.
And in a crowd.
And people stepping on you.
Right.
And the bathroom.
Yep.
Put your running shoes on
and some socks.
These are wear your walkers today. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a thing.
Oof. Plus, it's going to get cold. It's San Francisco.
Oh, every year you see the lady that puts on the short shorts and the tank top and the flip flops
and it's shivering,
freezing cold out there. And
she's like,
"Everybody,
gather around me."
Still appreciate them though.
Sure. I mean, certainly the headlights are on once the sun goes down.
Anyway, Outside Lands, enjoy it. Here's what's happening. Fire crews have made progress against the biggest blaze in California history, but officials are now saying the fire won't be fully contained until September.
Oh, my God.
And this is just one of the fires, as it is fire season here in California. There's
horrifying.
A huge blaze down in Southern California and multiples all in between. So think of our firefighters. In fact, Hooman, you have an event, right?
I do, yeah. On September 8th, I'm going to be running the stairs at 555 California to raise money for first responders, firefighters, police officers suffering from post-traumatic stress. If you go to the front page of RadioAlice.com, you'll see me dressed in a firefighter uniform. If you click on that picture, there'll be a place for you to donate. Right now, Team Alice is in first place. Thank you very much. We have $2,600.
Wow. You had a great day.
I did. Yeah.
So even if it's just a couple bucks would help. I mean, you know, if you can give a little, that's great. These are the people who are taking care of you in your most horrible moments.
Yeah. And all 100% of the money goes to helping the firefighters and the police officers and the first responders.
This is not the first year you've done this either. You've done this a bunch of times.
Second year, yeah. So last year we were in first place, and hopefully this year we'll be in first place too, everyone. So thank you to everyone.
Stair climb specifically. Have they done this for longer than that?
I think they've done it for 10 years. The first year they did it, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but they had an elite bicyclist run the stairs. He rode in the Tour de France. I was able to do all 52 flights in 15 minutes and 30 seconds.
Jesus, Hooman.
This guy was able to do it in 6 minutes. Can you imagine?
No!
Wait a minute. What were the times again?
52 flights in 6 minutes?
My time was 15 minutes and 30
seconds.
That's
actually astounding. That's astounding.
You know what? If you go on that Strava thing, which is sort of records all the exercise that you do, all the time I go out and do my best on some run somewhere through wherever. And there, like you're not even recorded in the top 100.
Right.
There are those elite people who do that.
6 minutes.
That's killer. Good for him.
How many stairs in each flight?
Oh, I don't. Well, in total, it's 52 flights and it's 1,200 stairs. So someone do the math.
Oh, my God. I got this.
Who wants to do the math?
So many stairs.
52 flights. Oh, wait. I started with the wrong
way.
How many
stairs?
1,200.
1,200.
Divided by 52.
Oh, divided, dang it. 200 divided.
Just wait for it, everyone. Just wait.
Looks like
27,692. No.
Right. It's like about about 23.
I think you did the multiplication instead of division.
Dang it. Those are enormous flights. 23 stairs in each flight.
Yeah, the technique is to skip stairs, and I bet you this guy is just running up the stairs every single time.
So there is a technique. If you go to YouTube, they'll show you how to use the rails to pull yourself up. I tried it.
That sounds exhausting.
It is.
It is exhausting. By the 30th one, I was like, just low.
23.
Oh.
I got it.
23.
You got
everyone.
It, Vinny.
That's it, Vinny. Great job.
Give him $5.
Incredible.
No.
Take $5 off
no.
my... Oh, all right, fine.
$90 is where we're at.
I don't like this stuff, but I thought I'd report it because you food people are into this.
I love food.
Kind of
yeah,
thing.
Tell me all about it.
As the NFL season gets started again, the Arizona Cardinals have announced a new promotion. A Gridiron Burger Challenge. It's a $75 burger on a 10-inch bun stuffed with 5 third-pound patties, 5 hot dogs, 5 bratwurst, 20 slices of American cheese,
oh, God.
8 slices of bacon, 8 chicken tenders, 12 ounces of fries,
dinner for an
and
army.
Lettuce and tomatoes and sauce. It weighs in at 7 pounds. And if you can finish it in under an hour, you win a Cardinals jersey and you get your picture on the Jumbotron.
And no thanks. I don't need to be sick for a month.
8,000 calories.
Can anyone eat that? It just seems impossible. That's so much.
It looks
much
delicious,
does it?
Though.
Let's have a look. That does not look delicious. That looks like delicious. A pile of garbage. That looks like food plate scrapings into
it's
a compost
pile of food
bin.
Is what it is.
That is hideous.
You don't want to eat that?
No, I couldn't. There's not. I don't. Could you? Could you get even? I don't even think I could eat one of the pounds.
Dude,
of
I
food
think
of
that's
that.
Gross, and I wouldn't even want to try to eat 25% of that. I'd be like, I'm disgusting. This is so.
Bryn, what about you?
Bryn is
turn
salivating.
Your mic on, Hooman. I am salivating. You're right.
I mean, I'll go for a hamburger and some fries.
While we're talking stadium food, Levi's Stadium has announced some of the new features this season. Dungeness Crab Pretzel.
Oh.
Korean Bibimbap Bowl.
Oh, a Bibimbap Bowl.
No, it's Bibimbap.
You know that?
Bibimbap. Oh.
It's a what?
Bibimbap.
What?
Bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
What? Bibimbap?
Bibimbap.
Let him say it again.
Bibimbap.
The Bibimbap Bowl.
Yeah.
Bibimbap Bowl.
You're saying it right.
I am saying it right. Yeah. I know that because my son's half Korean.
Bak lak lak.
Bak lak lak. That's Vietnamese. So I remember.
Pokey nachos. These are all available at Levi's Stadium.
Delicious.
You into that?
Actually,
house-made wonton chips
delicious.
Topped with fresh ahi tuna, avocado, edamame, nori, and sriracha aioli.
Oh God, that sounds freaking great.
Does that sound great?
Yes.
That's stadium food here in San Francisco.
God,
at what price?
Snobs.
Any price?
Yeah, $150.
Exactly.
Per
garlic
nacho.
Fries and chicken verde nachos also on the menu for the 49ers season this year.
Can I just get a regular hot dog now also?
Probably. Mm. I'm sure they still sell a lot of hot dogs.
Hot dogs,
my bad.
$15 beers. You have those still?
Well, I mean, that's one of the
problems. Oh, they're $18 this year?
No, I was going to say, one of the problems the NFL has is, sure, they sell those $15 beers, so people go, let's get there early and just drink in the parking lot. Right. And then
we arrive wasted,
so blacked out drunk before the game even starts. It's unbelievable how wasted people are.
Is that where someone sneezed into your girlfriend's hair?
Yep.
Like sneezed his whole hot dog into her hair.
Sneezed a hot dog into her.
Oh, poor Christina. I think about that all the time.
They were
it's
so
not funny, Adele.
Wasted that we just went, let's just get out of here. They were absolutely blacked out.
Once I have someone's pre-chewed hot dog in my hair, I need to leave.
Yes.
It's time for me to go. Wherever I am, once there's hot dog in my hair, it's over.
It's yeah.
It's shower time.
NFL for me is a game you watch from home.
And frankly, I have a better experience at home. I can see the replays. I hear the commentary. I watch all the angles. I love the camera work that they do down there.
Baseball game. So much more. Mm-hmm. I am so there. I love going to see the Giants play, but I'll watch from... You know what's a bummer is I haven't even been to Levi's Stadium yet for anything.
Well, apparently it's very difficult to get in and
out. I wouldn't know. Yeah. My family went to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
How'd they say the parking was and all that?
They didn't have a problem and they loved it. They thought the show was great. Like Taylor just...
killed it.
Yeah. Really good. All right. Let's do some stories.
Well, you have 3 minutes, so it is time.
Madison, Wisconsin is the best city to raise a family in 2018.
Oh, why do they say that? Super weird.
They look at 10 different metrics, like income, how much an extra bedroom costs, high school dropout rates, how many people are under 45, meaning you have other parents to hang with, I guess.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things that...
friends.
People who have kids often find themselves hanging with other people who have kids.
Those are where half my friends are from, is right. From my kid's first year in kindergarten.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's so great because I remember when we... first of all, we'd moved around a lot. But you and John seemed to be just you and John for the longest time.
We were in a cocoon for sure. Right. We had a few friends, but nobody super...
nobody like Marianne and Pat right. now, who no. you guys hang with every Friday right. or the whole group of them.
Right. We have a great little group. And it's true. Most of the people in the group were parents all around the same time, kids the same age. And that's the thing. You want someplace where your kids can hang out, and it's a total bonus if you get along with the parents.
Right.
Because then your kids are super occupied.
Well, that's always a consideration, is what are the kids going to do?
Yep.
Because I don't want to hand them the phone or the iPad.
And I don't want them crawling on me or bugging me.
Right.
Hey, kids, get out of here and go play a game. Awesome. Bye.
So there you go. And there's a list of the top 10, and they're all Lincoln, Nebraska, Lexington, Kentucky, Boise, Idaho, Tallahassee, Florida. They're all smaller towns. Mm. Austin, Texas is on the list. Austin seems pretty cool.
Austin seems great. I'm actually surprised it makes the list because I've heard it's getting very expensive there compared to the rest of Texas.
Yeah.
But that must be it because you said one of the metrics is good income.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did Hooman review Crazy Rich Asians? How many Persian rugs?
He didn't yet. They're reviewing it this week.
Yeah, next Thursday, everybody. Me, Bryn, and gold medal Olympic athlete Christy
Yamaguchi.
So you got to hang with her?
Yeah, but I've hung out with her before. She has a big
old hat.
She has a big gala every year, and I go out to and support. But it's funny because everyone there is like this badass athlete, and then there's me, and I'm like, what am I doing here?
Dude, you do the stairs in 15 minutes.
Yeah, hello, you are a badass about? Athlete.
By the
you
way,
just
talking
have a dad
about,
bod. Don't worry about it.
Talking about badass athletes, three people just donated a ton of money to our fundraiser.
Are you kidding me?
No, we just got another $400. So
I want to
say a shout out to Kathy Sitnick, Ava Eagle, Maureen Malk.
Oh,
we're 20 bucks away from $3,000.
This is great. Good for you, Hooman.
Nice
and thank
job.
You so much to our incredibly generous listeners.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank God I love Rosa.
408 says, I totally agree with you, Vinny. If it ain't happening, then why are we together?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see when you get busy and you don't, you know, there are times when you can't get together. But if you've decided that this person is not someone you want to bone anymore, why not move on? Mm. Like, set me free, or at least say this to me. You can go get that anywhere you want. Like, we can stay together, and raise our family, and go get your nook.
I'm not down with that.
I'm not either, but I'm saying, I mean, to hold someone hostage seems wrong, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. Are you wearing
what
your hat?
That?
It's Free Free, Set Them Free by Sting. Let's get that. Let's go ahead and get that.
415 says, I'm laughing so hard at Holman. Still trying to get Vin to watch The Greatest Showman. LOL.
That was great, though. She's going to do it.
Well, yeah, he...
And remember,
I've been framed.
No laptop. Don't let him be looking at that laptop.
What was that? Throwing that in. What's wrong with you?
Because I want you to watch it with her and enjoy it so you guys can sing the songs together and you can come in here singing them.
Really?
Set them free. Free, free.
them free. Free, free, set them free.
All right,
free.
Back after these.
Oh. We're not done singing, are we?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.